Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. I'm so excited. I'm talking to Mandy Overton today. Mandy, thanks for spending a little bit of time with me.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So, Mandy, I'm thinking about the four A's. You know, when I came to West Des Moines, I heard about academics. I heard about the arts, activities, and athletics. And when I talk to students, I say, you've got to connect to your school beyond the classroom. So don't just come to school, go to class, and go home. Get connected and engaged in your school. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you're connecting in your school beyond the classroom?
Yeah, I mean, I have definitely joined a lot of activities throughout my time in the West Des Moines district. I have related to all the four A's by being in athletics, like cross country and track. I also have shown I'm a part of the arts, like the choir department. And I have loved singing and music for just throughout my entire time at West Des Moines Schools. And it definitely has grown a lot more while being here. And I've also been a part of many activities like Silver Cord, and I also just recently joined Young Feminist Club. And I also, obviously, academics on top of all of that, I've received my academic letters and bars as well.
Well, you're definitely plugging in, so I'm glad to hear that. So, Mandy, you may or may not know, so you might ask, boy, how did I get asked to participate on Dr. Adams' podcast? Well, Coach Trigstad actually submitted your name and basically said that Mandy is a leader among her peers. And I love hearing things like that because I've been known to say that, boy, when students are running things, when students are showing that leadership, we're really arriving as a school district. So I love the idea of student leadership. So for you, what does that look like in action? What does it mean to be a student leader, and what does that look like to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, originally I would say I was not a leader when I came into high school. I've definitely grown a lot as a person just by watching and learning through my peers. I have sort of stepped into those shoes and eventually became a leader by leading dynamics if we ever needed to, or just showing support to my teammates whenever they needed a little bit of extra push, and definitely giving a lot of motivational tips when they need it.
That sounds like leadership to me. So when you think about being on a team, I think about two things. I think about that, you know, together you've got this collective purpose and also some common goals. Now, in order to achieve at high levels, in anything that we do as part of a team, it's really built on relationships and how important it is to have, you know, great relationships with one another so that you can work in, you know, cohesively and be aligned and effective and efficient in what you're doing. So talk to me about the importance of relationships and how that plays into being on a team or being in a club or being in the classroom and working with your peers.
Yeah, I mean, relationships are very important throughout all aspects of being a part either of activities or teams. You just kind of grow up to be a part of that family and you just help one each other out. And it's just a really great environment to be a part of.
That sounds great. So I think about Portrait of a Graduate. And so we've identified as a school district some competencies that we want our young people to have when they leave West Des Moines schools. And two in particular that are on my mind today is that critical thinking, the ability to solve complex problems, as well as just being that continuous learner. So, you know, we've got some goals as a school district. We want you to be post-secondary ready. We want you to be life ready. We want you to be career ready. So when you think about critical thinking and you think about continuous learning, how well did we prepare you to be able to do those and execute on those two competencies after high school?
Yeah, I mean, I think the West Des Moines School District has definitely taught me a lot through critical thinking and continuous learning. And a lot of my teachers have helped me become who I am today and definitely show what critical thinking and continuous learning is to me. Critical thinking is very important for just learning in general in the classroom and outside of the classroom. And as long as continuous learning, my teachers have definitely showed me to strive to be the best person that I can, either in the classroom or outside of the classroom, and just throughout life as well.
Awesome. So I was kind of reading your bio. It sounds like you had a couple of older brothers already go through the West Des Moines schools. What did you learn from them watching them?
Yeah, my brothers taught me a lot. They definitely taught me what classes I should take and which ones I should try to avoid. But they definitely just kind of paved a path for me and they're very big role models in my life and definitely showed me a lot of great aspects to be just a great person and leader in general.
Well, that's awesome. I hope your brothers listen to this because you just admitted to something that little sisters probably wouldn't necessarily admit to. So that's pretty awesome. So you were listening and you were learning kind of as that underclassman and you were watching your models. Well, guess what, kid? Now you're one of those models, right? As you've kind of grown and matured into your high school career. So let me ask you this, what advice would you give, and I think particularly, freshmen that are getting ready to transition, after this year into the high school, what advice would you give them as it relates to transitioning into high school?
I would definitely ask them or advise them to just like look up to the upperclassmen, see what they're doing and try to just look forward into like what you're going to do in the future and try to see yourself as them as a leader and definitely join activities and clubs and athletics and the art department, whatever, because it definitely helps you in the long run and it just helps you find yourself throughout high school and then into the future.
And that's the time to start exploring interests. Isn't it? You may, I'm not asking you to plan your life out, but, really start thinking about, where do your interests lie as you try to think about what you want to do with the rest of your life. I really appreciate that. So people that know me, students that have run into me, they know that I always will stop them and ask them this one question. The first thing I say is, your parent or your guardian is your best friend. It's an adult that you can go to. And I've always encouraged young people to go to when they have a problem. I also need an adult in your life. I need somebody at school that you, as a pro-social adult, that you feel comfortable, support, and connected, that if you had a problem, you'd go to. And so this is a great opportunity to, quite frankly, just do a shout out. Who would that adult be for you and why?
Well, I've definitely had a lot of great teachers, but my number one teacher that has stuck out to me and has always been there for me is Mrs. Nail, the choir department teacher. She has always been there for me and has always helped write recommendation letters whenever I needed it. She's definitely helped me become who I am today and has made a huge impact on my life and definitely has helped me just love music and grow that relationship with the music department. And I'm just so grateful for her.
That's awesome. So you share in a passion and a connection that way. That's awesome. And I would tell you, make sure you let her know when this goes live to listen on this podcast. I think she would love to hear that right from you. So, as we kind of wrap up, I told you that our goal is really to prepare you for post-secondary, for life, for career. Talk to me a little bit about what are you planning to do after high school?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of different paths that I'm thinking about going towards. I definitely want to stay in state and go to either the University of Iowa or Iowa State University. I'm looking into the STEM field, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And within that field, I'm looking at environmental science, psychology, health science, or kinesiology and health. I really just have no clue where I want to go, but I kind of have a path, which is okay. But I definitely want to get either a bachelor's or master's in that field.
Well, I love it. You're dreaming big. You're thinking big. You're dreaming big. You'll settle on it. And I'm just glad that you're really thinking about something past high school. So, Mandy, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me today and, you know, just kind of talking about, you know, earning your stripes, what it means to be a Tiger and having a great school experience in West Des Moines schools. And I can't thank you enough for sitting down with me for a bit.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Ned Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, WDMCS.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.